So, here is the approach we're going to take today. Your child's behavior will tell you everything you need to know about him. I want you to become experts at observing your child's outward behavior and discerning what is really going on inside. When your child is irritable in the afternoon, just yelling, "Stop being irritable," doesn't change anything. But if you give him a snack or a nap, he's not irritable anymore. You didn't change the outward behavior, you met the internal need. Almost every human behavior is driven by our response to or attempt to meet a need. If we proactively meet those needs, many of these behaviors can be mitigated or changed. Consequences will not work for your kids if we don't get to the root of the issue and give them tools to succeed. It will only result in an escalation of consequences and frustration. It's why I despise those red, yellow, and green charts that schools use. No matter how hard they try, some kids will never, ever get to green. It just continues that cycle of failure without giving the child tools to change. So we are going to look at three primary needs your kids have and the behaviors associated with them. The first need is this. Some of your kids have a high need for order, structure, and consistency. Number two, some kids' brains are understimulated, so they need to be stimulated in positive ways. And number three, other kids need help with sensory integration. Some of you are really lucky. Your kids have all three of these needs and much more. Once we have insight into why our kids do certain things, we can take action. You may want to refer to the chart in your downloadable workbook while we go through this. You may also download it at celebratecalm.com/ADHD chart or email Brett@celebratecalm.com with the words ADHD chart in the subject line, and we'll send it right out to you. Think of your child's brain as a city with streets, avenues, and highways that carry very important traffic. The streets are neuropathways, and the traffic is all the information, sensory inputs, impulses, feelings, instructions, and even your amazing lectures that the brain has to process. The traffic is supposed to flow seamlessly from one side of the city to the other. But three interesting things happen in the brains of more challenging, creative children. Number one, first, chemicals in the brain called neurotransmitters, especially dopamine, help brain cells communicate with each other. In our kids, these neurotransmitters experience difficulty communicating. So think of it as that the traffic signals that regulate traffic in your town. Those traffic signals regulate traffic in the brain, and they're just kind of blinking yellow in your kids' brains. So let's say it's Friday afternoon at rush hour in your city, and the traffic lights break down. What is the result? Well, you're going to get gridlock, traffic jams, frustration, chaos. I bet you see a lot of this in your kids. They have these really busy brains with thoughts and feelings bouncing around like socks in a dryer. They have Ferrari brains, but not good brakes. It feels like they don't have much control over what's going inside their brains, so they have a high need for order, structure, and consistency. So how do we see this chaos manifested in our children? This is where it gets interesting.